have my eyes closed, and the air is so warm. It's like human breathing all over me, like I'm naked, and there are mouths blowing all over me. And there's this kiss sound. Kiss sound from low, low, way behind me. Just a little nice kiss on the backside. A little flick of the tongue on that slightly protruding knob of a bone at the bottom of my spine. Oh, how rapturous I cry. And as if in reply, whoosh, like a funnel of wind in my ear. Whoosh. And I shiver as a tongue enters the cavern of my ear. Green flashes unfold from muscle fiber from the spine as another tongue moistens the other ear. Now it's three tongues, ears and back, wait, belly button, but what's this? What's this? Sweet mouth kissing mine. It doesn't make any difference where I send my awareness. It doesn't make any difference to open my eyes, because there are a dozen mouths on me, between my legs, entering at all points, going mad across my flesh, coating me with lather around and around the world. And the center's not for you. It's just for me.
But bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. All he left us was alone.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town said that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord.
Fucking joke out there reminds me of this Fatty Arbuckle movie I saw once. How you doing, babe? You alone? Jeez, this place looks different. Listening to music, huh? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Where have you been?
It's so late, but you were up, weren't you?
I heard you were in California.
I was, yeah.
Jean-Paul, what are you doing here?
Aren't you glad to see me?
Maybe.
I needed a place to go, and I had your letter.
Why didn't you go to Mary's?
You know I can't.
No, I don't know that you can't.
This is a program of experimental dance. Dub, wine, out, slender, frightened, cotton, pop, music. What? Welcome to the chill room.
Thank you. Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa never was much on bacon. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a chin and said, son.
Well, 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 well. Hey, yeah. All he left us was a long, 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 long. Hey, yeah. All he left us was a long.
Look at what we're doing now.
It's not like I've got something to say.
All I can see around me is madness.
Representations, themes, conclusions drawn upon the world, and even more acting on those conclusions. How can they do that? I can't do that. Does it mean one has to bear a conclusion in mind all the time, like a Walkman with a self-help tape?
I think so.
Good, huh? I had this dream last night. Had it before. Actually been having it since I was a kid. I have repeating dreams. Big gray sandbar with a pier thrusting out onto a bay. Gray sky with seagulls like quirky line drawings over the panorama. Me and Captain Kangaroo are by this outboard motorboat on the shore. The captain's all quiet and solemn, putting me into the boat. I must be 5, 6, 8, young. I don't know how to drive the fucker. The captain's telling me it'll be okay, but like, he's not saying anything. Then he starts the motor, pulls the rope, the thing really kicks. The captain points out to the end of the pier. It looks real far, hundreds of feet. I take off, feel the skim of the water under me. White wave crest split up behind me. All this power. Flying fast as can be out the pier. Brown rotten wood, I note. Green slime growing up the side of the pier out of the water. I toss a glance back to the shore, and there's Captain Kangaroo looking like a policeman in his uniform. White hair and a big mustache cap pulled down on his head. He's got his right arm over his head, and he's waving. I wave back, and the motorboat goes out of control. I'm flying sideways across the waves, spill in white crest. It overturns, and I'm engulfed by water. I see seaweed, and I plunge down into the water. I'm waving my arms. I realize with a start that I'm dreaming, and as I fall through the water, I recall my cousin telling me that whenever I have a bad dream, I should just open and close my eyes, and the dream will go away. So I try it. Opening and closing my eyes as I sink. Except I'm still asleep and still dreaming, and it doesn't go away. I just keep sinking. I can't wake up.
Fools rush in where angels hit and tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger ahead, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know?
Wild inheritor of the cloud, a rider of storms, above the range of arrows and slings, exiled on earth, at bay among the jeering crowd. He cannot walk for his unmanageable wings.
Everybody started screaming that it was pink outside.
We turned on the radio and they were saying everything was perfectly safe.
How come there haven't been any stories about it in the newspapers?
Yeah, after that first time I've been looking and there hasn't been anything.
That's just to avoid any unnecessary mental health problems. I'm here to assure you that the pink cloud was merely an accidental release of a simple new bioorganism living in a gaseous state.
Is that all?
I thought it was something radioactive.
Well, nothing harmless.
No, wait a second, Dammit. Are you telling us that that big, thick pink fog that covered all of Manhattan was a living organism?
Let's move on to my second question, which personally is my favorite. Have you been any more aware of your own processes of consciousness lately? I'm talking perception. I'm speaking of concentration on matters of self-awareness. I'm saying that television isn't television at all. It's a window into the parallel universe.
I thought it was a manifestation of the collective unconscious.
I'm no more self-conscious than the next guy.
If this is useful, I think about how separate I am from my own image, that I do something, commit an act, and I remember it. But I wear my memories like a foundation, like underwear.
I guess I should tell you this.
Go ahead.
I just got back from the coast a few weeks ago. There were no insects in the apartment. I searched high and low. Not a trace, and I haven't seen any since then.
Oh, well. Looks like I won't make any money here, then. That's too bad, too. I could use a few extra bucks.
Don't know if it's coming or going. There is fashion, there is fat, some good, some is bad, and the joke. Woman, man, girl and boy, feel the pain, feel the joy, and sidestep the little bits of history repeating.
Fly like birds.
So if I examine where I stand, I must talk about your eyes.
Because what you see from clarifies the direction of this energy.
Synergy!
Energy!
Synergy!
Oh!
Oh, oh, oh!
Quasars!
Thank you, Quasars.
You've helped me, Quasars.
Because I'm okay.
I appreciate it, Quasars. You're the superstars. I love you in an extraordinary way.
It was almost forever chasing through the wilderness for you.
From Aldebaran to MCG-3386, I'm Shadow Force.
Deranged from lack of contact or silent in the snow.
Through the fine blue void, I sought.
My mirror.
My foe.
We meet on a plane that roams forever.
We breathe face to face.
And when you reach to strike me,
the action changes the tense.
Your vicious teeth were dancing inches from my face.
I grew as large as a Hercules cluster.
To shreds.
I screamed
and kicked
and beat you, but you were just as tough.
And when I tried to kiss you,
you tried to rip out my tongue.
And then I woke up soaking
in my cloudy bed. I pressed my face against the glass to cool my steaming head.
A quasar is a time machine.
As we look on from our edge, not much larger than a normal star,
burning hotter than a galaxy. A C C C. Quasars. Thank you, Quasars.
You helped me, Quasars.
Because I'm okay.
Your pals, Quasars.
You're the superstars. I love you in an extraordinary way.
So if I examine where I stand, I must talk about your eyes. Because what you see from clarifies the direction of this energy.
Synergy.
Energy.
Synergy.
My aim should be opposite because I want your panic to lead you back into that zone where thoughts can fly like birds.
Let me try to round my words off. Less I say, the more I give.
I hate it when you know what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
contexts, ours and the other.
As many contexts as receivers.
Whose fantasy is this?
Mine.
You make me laugh.
That's good. You're nervous.
No, I'm not.
I think this should be called body squeamishness and genital panic.
What do you think about when you wake up in the morning?
Sex.
What kind of sex?
All of them.
Sounds brutal.
Yeah, you gotta have some fun.
I think about beginnings. I think about where I was when I was asleep. I don't mean dreaming. I mean the I part of me wasn't there when I was asleep. I was somewhere else. And then something happens, you know. And I'm here now. Then I think about my sister and I get up and take a shower.
Well, I want to talk about an acting fantasy.
I love you. Did you know that?
But the problem is I don't know who I am. Here in the safety of your arms, that doesn't seem to matter. But afterwards, there will be a discussion and the question of motive will come up.
Then we can paint a picture with words.
It will be an older image.
I was directing a play once, and I wanted to do this very slowly. I wanted two women to appear in a doorway. Both of them are slim and dark. They turn and address the audience. Then they undress each other. When they're both nude, they take black cloth and drape it across the vital areas, sort of censorship marks.
Then a third woman enters nude and stands between them and speaks about the space between them. And the other two women turn and block the spectator's view of her body, of course. Their backs are uncovered.
Of course. And then the two women separate and the third woman speaks to the audience.
She uses the word I a lot.
Yeah. See, I wanted it all slow and methodical and artless, and nobody wanted to accept it for that.
Oh, come on. Using nudity's the most blatant form of exploitation there is.
Isn't there a point when it stops being exploitation?
No. That's the scene, this moment. Those you and I, we were late because we were late, but it was also
an act of contact. I don't think so. I put it this way.
breathing out and down at the bottom of my spine. Oh, I'm dripping with flash. Funnel of wind in my room. Shiver. The tongue enters the cavern of my ear. Green flashes unfold from muscle fiber from the spine. The tongue loses the other.
Mama Lola is coming.
What are you doing?
Amateur Ballet.
You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that came all the way from China, and just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think you maybe trust her, 'cause she's touched your perfect body with her mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked up on the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men shall be sailors then, until the sea shall free them. But himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think you maybe trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Susan takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Susan holds her mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust her, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind.
Thank you.
are Babylon lovers. Oh, 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 sweet love on your minds. Hey, take something, man, let's dance. Want you with me all the time. You promise, April, that's your mind.
Shoot, 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 shoot.
I own you.
See you later, hallucinations.
Get married and have a house in the country.
Love's a feeling, and so is stealing. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
She needs a man. She needs a man. I'm so happy. You're so mad. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Fun, fun, life. Fun, fun, fun. I'm having fun. It's such a lovely.
This has been the Chill Room. It's the 19th of February. We've been listening to a couple of my works that I have on video, Slice and Walled Garden. The dialogue. Music included The Temptations and the long mix of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. The Broken Penis Orchestra did Timothy Leary Dreams on His Deathbed. Absinthe Radio Trio did Das Rheingold. Sounds of Tomorrow did Caravan. Bow Wow Wow, Fools Rush In. Yvette Mimieux and Ali Akbar Khan did Flowers of Evil by Baudelaire. We heard a few versions of Ooh Child, Things Are Gonna Get Easier in there. And the Propellerheads with Shirley Bassey did History Repeating. And Nina Simone did Little Girl Blue in a remix by Postal Service. And Implog, those are the guys that did On Broadway. And Rowan Kane, he's still here doing cybernetic music. And Merzbow with John Weiss did Erotic Western Cates, Western Scape, sorry. That was Francoise Hardy with Suzanne. And Henry Mancini with Dreamsville. And those are the wonderful Slits, Love and Romance. There's somebody looking at us from a window across the street. Oh, Ben, you should take your hat off when you say hello, ladies. We're in outer space, floating to Mars, smoking the best herb, conferring with my friend. Nina Simone Tuesday on KGO 88.1 FM at 6 p.m. in Los Angeles. Maybe on the internet. In the interim, keep thinking about Bush and flesh and thought and all the other things that make life worthwhile. Don't you just love naked girls? Don't you wish everybody was? Anyway, this is Kill Radio and Bennett. Stay tuned.